好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
那今天讲到的题目是怜悯与信实。
The sermon title today is mercy and faithfulness.
讲到以先有一个祷告，把时间交给神呢。
And let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你带领我们走过阿摩斯书九章的信息。
We thank you. You guide us to just go through the 9 chapters of Amos.
那今天是最后一讲啦。
Today is the last sermon.
主啊，求你就帮助我们在阿摩斯书的先知信息里边看见你对我们要说的话。
Please just let us see the words you want to talk to us through Amos.
我们仿佛在一个大时代转变之先的共同观测点上。
We just have just kind of like a same observation and before the big stage comes.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求主在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
May you have the sovereignty in our life.
赐给我们有属天的智慧。
Give us the wisdom of heaven.
帮助我们行走天路。
Help us to walk on your path.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，怜悯与信实。
Mercy and faithfulness.
这是阿摩斯先知第五个意象，也是最后一个意象了。
This is the fifth and the final vision of the prophet Amos.
这个意象就是最终的审判和毁灭啊。
That's the final judgment and destruction.
这也是我有兴趣看一看与阿摩斯同时代的另外一位先知。
And this just made me have an interest to see just another prophet with the same stage.
就是在南国服事的先知以赛亚。
That is the prophet Isaiah to serve in the southern kingdom.
看看这个时候他在做什么，他在说什么。
Let's see what he said.
他在一章九节有一句开宗明义的话，对我们很有鼓励，也很有感动。
In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, Isaiah said,
他说，若不是万军之耶和华给我们稍留余种，我们早已像索多玛、俄摩拉的样子了。
Isaiah said, unless the Lord Almighty has left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom and also Gomorrah.
其实这也是阿摩斯书当中最核心的信息了，神的怜悯和信实了。
This is also the core message of Amos, mercy and faithfulness.
好，我们先来看第一点，最终的审判。
Let's look at the first point, final judgment.
阿摩斯先知呢，是将北国以色列最终毁灭的结局给宣告出来了。
The prophet Amos proclaimed the eventual destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel.
先知这种宣告、预言、宣告未来将要发生事实的信息，令人惊讶。
So this kind of fact of his prophecy, actually, it is just so shocking to us.
就是还有四十年就将要发生的事情，现在就讲出来。还不能使你警醒祷告吗？
So that is doesn't just tell you something that will happen in 40 years. Just does not cause you to watch and pray.
我们不妨回到1982年。
Let's just go back to 1982.
1983年。
Or 83.
也是40年前哦。
That was about 40 years ago.
那个时候神在说什么？
So what did God say during that time?
那个时候有谁在发什么预言呢？
Who was giving the prophecy and just during that time?
这个本身也是很好的观测的方式，对吧？
That may be just a good way just to observe.
好，先回到今天的经文当中来吧。
Let's come back to today's verse.
我们先来看第一大点，最终的审判。
So let's just see the main point, the final judgment.
首先呢，偶像祭坛必被毁啊。
First, the altar of idols must be destroyed.
我们尝试进入到阿摩斯先知当时的时代。
Let's just try to enter into the stage of Amos.
想一想，在210年以前
，Think about that, 210 years ago.
当北国的第一任国王耶罗波安他建国的时候呢
？When Jeroboam established that his nation.
他不是在伯特利建立了拜偶像的祭坛吗
？He built the idol worship altar in Bethel.
他曾几何时会想到会有？灭亡的结局呢
？When did he ever think of the end of destruction？
那换句话讲，这个国家也就是250年了，真是个250，对吧
？In other words, and this nation just only lasts 250 years.
这250年当中，北国以色列做了哪些比较可怕的事情呢
？Within this 250 years, what kind of terrible things they did？
第一任国王耶罗波安，他首先是不守规矩啊。
The first king, Jeroboam, he did not just follow the rules.
他不守什么规矩呢?
What kind of rule he did not follow?
立位人献祭规矩啊，这是上帝所设立的。
So for the Levites, the sacrificial rule that's established by God.
他要自成一体啊。
However, he just formed his own way.
他要另起炉灶来拜偶像啊。
He just made a fresh start to worship idols.
他样子还是很敬虔的哦。
And he just betrayed with the outward godliness.
他口头上的敬虔被他手中所做的事情给出卖了。
His deeds betrayed and his word.
想想我们中国人也是处在这种光景，会不会啊
？Think about Chinese, and we just stay at a similar situation.
我们这个民族的人可能也是一个不守规矩的典范，会不会啊
？Our nation, maybe we are also just like an example. We do not follow the rule.
要市场上出现什么商品赚钱，马上就有山寨版呢
？If there is something that's very popular just in the market, and then pretty soon people just do the fake one.
要投入一万亿去搞芯片，对不对？
So it's just to spend about like a $10 billion just for the chip.
Yeah, 当权者可能以为给了钱就可以做得出芯片来啊。
So the people in authority, they thought they can just do it.
哪里晓得所有的这些科学家们，这些伟大的做芯片的人，我们自己的国人通常都是抄抄，呀，偷偷捡捡，呀，最后来变成自己的东西，比比皆是。
And however, the domestic, the so-called scientists, also, or the people manufacture the chips, they just copy.
基本功不肯下呀。
They don't just put effort in the foundation.
Yeah, 基础的投资不肯花钱呐。
And they just do not want to spend the money in just investment.
长时间的科研努力不愿意去做呀。
They don't want to put effort in just the scientific studies.
那又很想成功啊。
But they just want to be success.
Yeah, 成功和不守规矩是孪生兄弟啦。
So success and also not following the rule just become like a twin brothers.
我们看看历史上这些不守规矩的人。
Let's look at those are the unruly people in history.
要为达目的是不择手段啦。
So in order to just reach their goal, they just do everything possible.
Yeah, 为了求到成功也是不管不顾的。
In order to pursue their success, they don't care about anything.
耶罗波安也是如此啊。
Same as Jeroboam.
呀，说只要能献祭，只要能够敬拜，哪怕教堂里放一个一尊的照片，又如何呢
？As long as I can just do the worship and just that, so I just can just put this like a portrait of the someone to the picture. Just and so what?
你教会或者犹太人，你要敬拜耶和华，你得先敬拜。敬拜领袖，敬拜一尊，敬拜党，你才能够在这个社会上生存呢。
In order to worship God first, you just have to worship the leader first.
所以在许多我们说的三自教会的这些牧师们也是无奈啊，为了生存，有一个生存条件，有碗饭吃，那也不得不放下身段。你要放偶像啊，教会就进来呗。
In that situation, and some pastors in the streets of church.They just follow those kind of a setting. They just worship the leader first.
但是今天的经文就向你宣告一个结局，你必要灭亡，必要毁灭的。
However, today's scriptures just tell us that for sure that you will end by the destruction.
我今天就对那些全世界任何一个国家、任何一个教堂里边，如果放了你自己什么伟大领袖的偶像什么东西，你必要灭亡的。
Therefore, I just want to proclaim that whoever in your church, if you just put idol's photo,
then
for sure you will be destructed.
走进你的生命，毁灭，并进入你的家庭。
And destruction will go into your life and your family.
刀剑并不离开你的家。
And a sword will not leave your house.
Yeah, 这是圣经讲的道，谁也不能否定的。
That is the truth in the Bible. No one can deny.
Yeah, 北国设在撒玛利亚的祭坛，神要击打他的柱顶啊。
The altar of the northern kingdom in Samaria, God will strike as capital.
柱顶是什么
？So what is that capital?
柱顶是这个建筑物的核心、根基和最耀眼、最根基的地方。
That is the fundamental, just key point.
不但如此，还要震动它的门槛呢。
Not only this, and also will shake its threshold.
门槛是一个人的面子，是一个人的价值，是一个人引以为傲的人生啊。
search out this person's value and his face, and just that he thought he's proud of that.
这么厉害的话，到底是不是从上帝来的呢？
With such kind of words, is that from God?
Yeah, 以色列人心想，你是不是南国派来的细作呢？
The Israelites thought, are you the spy sent by the southern kingdom?
你是不是间谍呢？
Are you a spy?
跑来这里带风向？
It just came, it just brought us to create the fake news.
你是不是来制造假新闻的呢？
Are you coming just to create something false?
先知的心情当然很沉重了。
Of course, the prophet's heart was heavy.
他说耶和华神不是已经警告过你们了吗？
And he said, didn't God warn you already?
其次是无所遁形当面对啊。
Secondly, there is nothing to hide but to face it.
神说得很清楚了。
God said very clearly.
不要往伯特利去寻求啊。
Do not seek Bethel.
也不要进入基甲呀。
Do not go to Gilgal.
也不要过到别示巴呀。
And do not journey to Beersheba.
为什么？
Why?
上帝宣告得很清楚，因为基甲必被掳掠，伯特利也必归为无有。在五章五节已经预告的了。
God already just prophesied just that in Amos chapter 5 verse 5, for Gilgal will surely go into exile, and the Bethel will be reduced to nothing.
今天上帝也对我们说话。
Today, God is talking to us.
如果这个教堂里边有偶像，
If there's an idol in your church,
你还跑到这个地方去假敬拜，这个地方你和这个地方都必要一同毁灭的。
And if you still go to this church to worship, for sure, you and this church will be destructed.
我鼓励那些你正在一个假的教会里边、假的群体当中所谓的敬拜神，你快逃离这个地方。
I just want to encourage you, if you still just worship in this kind of false church, you should escape.
否则毁灭就是你的结局。
Otherwise, destruction is your outcome.
灭亡也必是你的命定。
And also, be perished, that is your destiny.
问题是神的话语没有停在这里，还继续往前走啊。
The key is God's word did not stop here, it just continued.
第六节他继续说了。
So in Amos 5, verse 6,
要寻求耶和华必得存活。
Seek the Lord and live.
免得他在约瑟家向火发出，在伯特利焚烧，无人扑灭啊。
Or he will sweep through the tribes of Joseph like a fire; it will just devour them.
今天俄罗斯和乌克兰的战场也是在表达这个真理啊。
It's the same the battlefield and just the Russia and the Ukrainian war.
Yeah, 德国的豹二坦克、美国的 M1 坦克已经要进入乌克兰。
The Germany and the U.S. tank will enter into Ukraine.
然后乌克兰的大地上又遭到俄罗斯加倍的轰炸啊。
So, in Ukraine and their place, their land also just got bombed. It's like a double and just by the Russian.
你会发现，普京跟整个西方阵营好像大家在憋着那口气，对吧？
So just here, like Putin, he just want to just fight just a.Continue fighting with the Western world.
这口气是什么呀？
So what is that?
血气嘛。
That's his flesh.
什么是血气啊？
What is flesh?
悖逆嘛。
Rebellion.
呀，就是要面死要面子活受罪嘛。
He just want to keep his face and just want to then just suffer.
我就算你这个会有血气，憋到最后的结局是什么？你知道吗？
You know what is the outcome if you just continue go by your flesh?
核武器嘛。
Nuclear weapon.
呀，实在不行的话，我就。俄罗斯这自己的国家呢，把所有的核武器都点爆，那全世界就灭亡了，都别活了。
So if it just continue, just keep on going, and then the whole world just will be destroyed.
按道理的讲，双方让一步都是有可能的，对吧
？So supposedly, and if both sides just kind of just yield and compromise some, and then they can just go better.
但现在问题是你俄罗斯入侵人家国家呀。
However.Now the problem is that Russia invaded
2014年占领克里米亚，现在又要占领乌东四郡，你合理吗
？And before they just occupied just the Crimea, but now and they just go even further.
你愿意讲个道理吗
？Do you want to just talk about the truth？
呀，我作为家庭的一个成员，向我的母亲、向我的父亲、向我的家人去传福音、去祷告、去祝福，有问题吗
？As a family member, and I share the gospel and bless.It's my family. So, is there a problem?
Yeah, 凭什么你无神论的人就可以跑来对我相信耶稣基督的人去说闲话，说我是 ridiculous？ 请问你的权柄从何而来呢
？So why you atheist? I just called the Christian me as a just ridiculous.
So what is the reason? 你就有一个权柄去其他的宗教人去说三道四，你的权柄又从何而来呢？
Then where does your authority come from? You can just kind of to say this to me.
你北国的以色列人凭什么去论断南国的犹大人呢？
The northern Israel, where did you get this authority to judge the southern Judah?
上帝的话语如此清晰，北国人为何不肯听呢？
God's word is so clear. How come the northern people, they just don't listen.
请问罪人的本性是什么呢？
What is the nature of a sinner?
很简单，就是不肯听上帝的话呀。
Very simple, they just don't listen.
不但不肯听，而且还逃跑逃避呀。
Not only they don't listen, also they run away.
就跟亚当一样嘛。
Like Adam.
不但逃，还躲藏在遮不住身体的无花果树下，有没有？
Not only to run away, also he just hid under the fig tree.
但是问题有用吗？
Is that useful?
呀，先知怎么说呢？九章二节。
The prophet said in verse 2.
他说：“他们虽然挖透阴间，我的手必取出他们来；虽然爬上天去，我也必拿他们下来。
Though they dig down to the depths below, from there my hand will take them. Though they climb up to the heavens above, from there I will bring them down.
人的本性就是这样的，对不对？
That's human nature, right?
你犯了罪，牧师责备你呀。
When you committed sins and Pastor, just to rebuke you.
你不但不肯悔改，还逃跑。
You not only listen, but
你逃到哪里去嘛？
Where can you escape to?
犯了罪的人，除了坦然面对神、悔改归向神，别无拯救，更无出路啊！
People who have committed sins, except to face God, come and repent and return to Him, there's no other way to be saved.
好，最后是降福降祸皆由神。
Finally, it is up to God.To bring blessings and the disasters.
我们回到阿摩斯那个年代。
Let's just look at the stage of Amos.
在阿摩斯先知所面对的北国以色列人。
Those Israelites at the time of Prophet Amos.
看来看去，仿佛他们对呀躲藏是情有独钟啊。
Seems like they just have a special disliking for hiding.
遇到什么事呢？躲起来了。
And they just would hide when they encounter something.
是不是有点奇怪？
Is that strange?
他们想藏在山顶上、海底下，甚至还想将阴间给挖透啊。
They want to hide on top of the mountains, under the sea, and even dig down to the depths below.
我看先知阿摩斯的这个描述，我就很乐了，我就很想笑。他去哪里躲避呢？
So when I see Prophet Amos describe this, and I'm just thinking, why
yeah,
they do that?
我们的诗人大卫就这么说他们了。
So the poet David said.
大卫当然在他们前面了，他回头对。要对他们 说话。
Of course, David is just kind of just before them.
他在诗篇139篇第八节，大卫这么描述啊。
In Psalm 139, verse 8, David said.
他说：“我若升到天上，主啊，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，哎，主啊，你也在那里。
”If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in depths, you are there.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
当以色列人犯的罪越来越多
as the Israelites sinned more and more,
你知道意味着什么吗？
Do you know what that means?
他所积攒的上帝的愤怒也就越来越多了。
That means the wrath of God accumulated more and more.
要神就借着先知宣告啊。
God and proclaimed through the prophet.
他说我必向他们定住眼目，留意下面这段很狠啊，降祸不降福啊。
I will keep my eyes on them for harm and not for good.
听到这个话，我眼泪都下来了。
When I heard this, I shed my tears.
这可是上帝的子民啊。
They are God's people.
这可是按照神的形象和样式所造的人啊。
They are the one created in God's image and likeness.
这可是上帝在亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各当中所拣选的以色列人啊。
Those are the Israelites God just chose just from the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是今天上帝要对他们降祸不降福啊。
But now, God will just send them the harm, not for good.
弟兄姐妹，我们要想想自己的光景啦。
Brothers and sisters, think about our situation.
我们的生命有没有走到一个地步，上帝对我们仅仅是降祸不降福呢？
Did our life just go to the situation God only just send us the harm and not the good?
我们该为主做见证的时候，
It's a time we should testify for God.
我们逃避，躲在无花果树下了。
And we just escape, just hide, just in under the fig tree.
我们该勇敢地站出来为主做见证的时候，我们躲藏了。
We should just boldly witness for God, but we just hide.
我们该走出去为神做见证、传福音的时候呢，我们逃避了。
When we're supposed to share the gospel, but we escape.
好吧，这样的事情一而再、再而三，越积累越多的时候。我们不知不觉就走到一个上帝对我们降祸不降福的地步，你知道吗？
In that situation, if we continue doing that, God will just send us the harm and not good.
难道这不足以让我们引起我们的警醒祷告吗？
So should we just be just alert and just pray?
我们有些人貌似基督徒。
Some people looks seems like they're Christian.
也嫁在一个比较富裕的家庭。
And married to a just rich family.
也娶了一个比较有钱的妻子。
Also married a just a rich wife.
但是，从不为主做见证。
However, never witness.
除了做法利赛人去论断他人以外，从来没有为主做过一个美好的见证。
Other than just being just like a Pharisees, but never just do testimony for God.
我们从这些人身上不难看见上帝对他的。只降祸不降福啊。
From their life, we can just see God just only send them the harm, not the good.
他的生命充满了忧郁症，充满了惧怕，充满了战战兢兢，从来没有平安和喜乐在他的脸上流露过。
And his life, and just that was kind of filled with a depression, and I never see the joy and on his face.
其实上帝的审判已经在我们当中，你看周围左右，这样的人还少吗？
Actually, God's judgment is already among us. Don't you see that?
今天这个1995年以后出生的人 Z 时代，我们大概能够看见这种光景越来越多，对吧？
We can see more and more people who were born after 1995 and with this kind of situation.
这是一个躺平和摆烂的时代啊。
This is a stage.People just lie down, do nothing.
我不工作了，我不读书了，我不活了，我就每天躺在家里，怎么地吧
？I don't work. I don't go to school. Don't study. I just do nothing. What can you do about me?
我读书就给你读个不及格，怎么地
？So when I study, I just fail. So what?
有本事别管我呀。
If you're able, just leave me alone.
不要付我的账单呢。
Just don't pay my bill.
让我住在大桥底下嘛。
Let me just live under the bridge.
让我睡在河边草地，又怎样呢
？Let me just sleep just beside this water. So what can you do?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这个时代已经悄悄地来临了，就在我们身边，对吧
？So this is a stage. It's already here.
这是一种终局式的完结篇的审判呐、啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is kind of like a final judgment.
摩西的临终证言对我们也是有启示的。
Moses' last words also very meaningful to us.
他在《生命记》30:19这么告诉我们。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19.
他说：“今日我呼天唤地的向你们做向你做见证，我将生死祸福阐明在你面前，所以你要选择生命。”使你和你的后裔都得存活呀，弟兄姐妹。
This day I call the heavens and the earth as witness against you that I have set before your life and the death, blessings and curses. Now choose life.
走到这个地步的时候
，So when people come to this point,
降福不降祸，也就来到了上帝的子民的身上了。
Disasters, but not blessings, will also come to God's people.
这堂道讲到这里，难道还不足以让我们警醒祷告吗？
With the sermon get to this point, shouldn't you just be alert and pray?
我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
颂赞的恩典。
Grace of praise.
人在顺境中赞美神好像不难，对吧
？So it's not hard. Do we just praise the Lord when we're in good times, right?
但是如果一个人在逆境中学习忍耐，好像是一种无奈，会不会？
However, just learning patience in adversity seems to be a kind of the helplessness.
那么再往前走多一步，一个人在受到咒诅当中还能仰望神、赞美神、感谢神，有这可能吗
？So if we just go further, what about under the curse? Can you still look up to God?
其实这也是阿摩斯先知很想表达的一个信息。
This is also the message that the prophet Amos wanted to convey.
首先低谷颂赞是信心啊。
First.The praise of the valley is faith.
此时此刻的以色列人落在这样的光景当中，还有可能去赞美神吗
？At this moment, in such a situation, is it possible for the Israelites to praise God?
耶和华的眼目不再是恩典的记号了。
The eyes of the Lord are no longer a sign of grace.
呀，耶和华的膀臂也似乎触不到位了。
And the arm of the Lord seems out of reach.
甚至先知会怎么说呢？
Even the prophet would say.
他说：“主耶和华摸地，地就消化呀。”
And the Lord Almighty, He touches the earth and it melts.
呀，凡住在地上的都必悲哀，地必全然像尼罗河。胀起如同埃及河落下呀。
And all who live in it mourn. The whole land rises like the Nile and then sinks just like the river of Egypt.
那你从阿摩斯这个描述当中你看到什么呢？
So from Amos' description, what do you see?
就是即使以色列人出埃及已经超过300年了。
That is, even though it has been more than 300 years since the Israelites left Egypt.
但是他们对埃及尼罗河河水的涨落仍然记忆犹新呐。
The memory of the rise and the fall of the Nile River in Egypt is still fresh.
也正如以色列出埃及到达旷野还想回埃及道理是一样的。
It's the same, just like when the Israelites, they left the Egypt, but they still just want to return.
我们今天也是一样啊。
Same as us today.
信了主了，还回去过罪人的生活，对不对
？So we believe in God already, but we just live the life like a sinner.
也是我们每一个属天属灵儿女的属天道路可能经过的经历，也都不足为奇吧
？So that is not strange for the God's children when we just walk on the heavenly path.
这就是以色列人选择赞美的起点了。
And this is the starting point for the Israelites to choose.
因为他们选择了出黑暗入光明的新生命，跟我们一样啊。
They're just like us. They just choose the new life out of darkness and into light.
我们来看看约伯一家，好不好
？And we can look at the Job's family.
一天之内惨遭横祸呀。
So his family just encountered unforeseen disasters within one day.
而且还投诉无门呐。
And Job had nowhere to complain.
他的妻子、他的配偶、他的老婆。还取笑他，跟你的耶和华有什么好的，对吧
？And Job's wife even laughed at him, said, "So why you choose just to believe in God?"
但是他仍然选择信靠耶和华，约伯。
But Job still chose to trust God.
啊，会不会觉得很难呢
？Is it very difficult?
此时此刻需要的是什么？是信心，对不对
？At this moment, the most important thing is faith.
人非有信，不得神的喜悦啊。
Without faith. One just cannot please God.
呀，阿摩斯说，那在天上建造楼阁，在地上安定穹苍，命海水浇在地上的，耶和华是他的名。
Amos said, He built his lofty palace in the heavens and set its foundation on earth. He called for the water of the sea and poured them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name.
呀，知道阿摩斯在说什么吗
？Do you know what Amos is talking about?
信心不是胡说八道的。
Faith is not what we can just kind of say.
信仰不是空中楼阁。
Our belief is just not just like a just in the air.
我们所信的是有根有基在耶稣基督里的。
What we believe is just that it has a foundation in Jesus Christ.
呀，耶和华是一个进入历史的神。
God is the one, is the Lord, and who just enter into our history.
圣灵的工作也是侵入。进到我们生命里边来了。
The work of the Holy Spirit and just also just kind of intrude into the world.
你想一想，我们每个人信耶稣，每个人属灵生命成长，难道不都是圣灵的工作？就那么侵入来到我们的生命，他不来，我们怎么可能得救、成长、得永生呢
？So each one of us, for us to believe in God, isn't it just the Holy Spirit just intruding our life and to just do His work?
我当年在挪威活得好好的。
So when I was in Norway, I just had a good life.
一个电话打过来就说让我去教会啊。
And then there's a phone call, and then just invited me to go to the church.
这个电话就是一个侵入者，就是一个进入到我生命来的一个信息，对不对
？This phone call is a message just like from an intruder.
试问我们哪一位属灵的儿女不是经历上帝这种进入或者侵入到我们生命的这份恩典呢
？So is there?That any just God's children, and when we experience this, it's just like just that someone intrude into our life.
属上帝的人引以为恩典，属撒旦、属魔鬼的人引以为威胁，就这么简单的道理吗
？So for the believers, and we look at it's a grace, but for the unbelievers, they think it's a threatening.
请问你是属于谁呢
？Who do you belong to?
你想属于谁呢？
And whom do you want to belong to?
你将要属于谁呢
？Who will you belong to?
摩西说将生死陈明在你的面前，你的选择是什么呢？
Moses said, I just displayed life and death in front of you. What's your choice?
好，其次，普世大爱是观察。
Second, the universal love is this observation.
我们今天会说什么呢？
What will we say today?
当我们看见基督被挂在十字架上的时候，就晓得何为爱了，对吧？
So when we see Christ hanging on the cross, we know what love is.
这是上帝向世人显示爱的制高点，天花板最高的形式。
This is the commanding height of God's revelation to the world.
在基督来到世上以先，所有的启示都是渐进式，一步一步来的。
So before Jesus Christ came to the world by flesh, and it's just all the progressive revelation.
呀，所罗门在他的传道书三章十一节也将这个道理一点一点向我们揭开显明啊。
So Solomon also revealed this mystery to us from the Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
他说神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里，对不对？然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透啊。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in a human heart. Yet no one can just fathom what God has done from the beginning to end.
但是你听到这个话，第一有神，第二他有奥秘，第三我要去关心一下，看看这烧不毁的荆棘之火是怎么回事，对不对？
So from this we can see there is God also, and there is God's mystery also. We just want to see just with this that the fire, where does it come from?
Yeah, 神的启示是一步一步的往前走啊。
God's revelation, it's just kind of gradual to reveal to us.
走到阿摩斯的时候，他怎么跟当时的人去说话呢？
So when he just go to the time of the Amos, what did he say?
或者说上帝又怎样借着他向世人去启示呢？
Or we can say how God just revealed to the world through Amos.
呀，九章七节他这么告诉我们。
In Amos chapter 9, verse 7.
耶和华说，以色列人呐、啊，我岂不看你们如古时人吗？我岂不是领以色列人出埃及吗？领非利士人出加菲托吗？请亚兰人出基尔吗？对吧
？Are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites? Declare the Lord. Did I not just bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from the captor, and also the Arameans and from her?
有没有发现？以色列人出埃及被并列在当时中东诸多的历史事件其中一件事情，对不对？
So we can just see, and the Israelites, they were just listed in the history of the Middle East.
将以色列人出埃及这个历史事件抽出来当做一个全天下最独特的事件，是需要有上帝启示的眼光啊。
So to look at the Israelites, they just left Egypt. Actually, we need to have the viewpoint from God.
其实这里边从古斯人、非利士人、亚兰人等等这些人的故事，一件一件去深深的研究一下，大有意思啊。
Actually, from those history, from the Cushites, Philistines, and the captors, and the armies, actually, there's a lot that we can learn.
讲到时间有限，我简单就跟大家讲一句话吧。
So the sermon time is not enough, but I just tell you just this.
神既然连外邦人都如此看顾，
since God cares about the Gentile in this way,
更别说对他的选民以色列人了。
Let alone His chosen people, the Israelites.
好，最后是存留选民，是拯救啊。
Lastly, the retention of the elect is salvation.
先知当然不是单单只说咒诅的话了。
Prophets do not just only speak words of curse.
他也会说恩典。怜悯和祝福的话呀。
But also words of grace and mercy.
九章八节，主耶和华的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这国从地上灭绝，却不将雅各家灭绝净尽。这是耶和华说的呀。
Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not totally destroy.The descendants of Jacob declares the Lord. Isn't this God's grace?
在咒诅中所宣告的恩典呐。
The grace proclaimed in the curse.
呀，有点像约拿，我觉得他。
It's very similar, just like Jonah.
约拿是再过四十天，尼尼微城就要灭亡啦。
Jonah proclaimed in 40 days, and the city of Nineveh will be destroyed.
阿摩斯就把这个天扩展到年，再过四十年，以色列人将被。掳到亚述帝国，分散在世界列国当中啊。
So Amos just kind of explained the days to years. He said, in another 40 years, the Israelites will be taken captive to the Assyrian Empire.
那以色列人会怎么想呢？当时的以色列人怎么想呢？
What would the Israelites think?
啊，要把我们都灭绝了？
You want to destroy us?
以后就没有上帝的选民了？
So there will be, the God's elect will not exist.
啊，但是在上帝的话语当中，为你们保留余数，保留余种，留个种给你们。
However, God will just keep a remnant upon you.
使你们不至于灭绝尽尽，不会全死光，会留下一些种。
So that you will not be completely wiped out.
Yeah, 上面提到的古实人吧，我稍稍提一下。
And let me just mention a little bit about the Cushites.
Yeah, 台湾人管这个地方翻译成伊索比亚。
In the people in Taiwan, they just pronounce this Ethiopia.
Yeah, 在大陆的翻译呢，就是埃塞俄比亚。
So the translation just in mainland China just called Ethiopia.
Yeah, 英文都是一样的。
And in English, both are the same.
Yeah, 从1984年到2014年
From 1984 to 2014
yeah, 以色列政府呢至少帮助了160,000古实的以色列人回归到以色列。
The Israeli government helped at least 160,000 Cushites return to Israel.
大家有空就看看这个新闻，令人震撼，很感动的。
And you can just read this news. It's very touching.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
重建的应许啊。
Promise of reconstruction.
约伯经过神的管教呢。
After being disciplined by God for Job.
他体会出一个不容易得到的真理啊。
Job just received a truth that's not easy to catch.
原来神所惩治的人是有福的。
So Job realized that those who are just chastened by God are blessed.
因为他会打破。
For he was just broke.
他又缠骨。
And he bound bound up.
他击伤又用手去医治。
He strikes and just healed with his hands.
这是我们所相信的神，对不对？
This is the Lord we believe in.
首先以色列家被分散。
First, the house of Israel was scattered.
我们知道神是不可轻慢的，对吧？
We all know God is not to be mocked.
你即使是神的选民，你拜偶像，你就得为此付代价呀。
Even if you're God's chosen people, you have to pay the price for worshiping idols.
阿摩斯书的9:9，先知怎么说呢？
In Amos chapter 9:9,
他说我必出令下命令，上帝要下命令。
For I will give the command.
他下什么命令呢？
What kind of command?
他说要将以色列家分散在列国中啊。
He said, I will shake the people of Israel among the nations.
后面一句话更加了得呀。
And the further sentence is even.
他说好像要用筛子去筛谷，连一粒也不落在地上。
So I will shake the people of Israel among all nations as grain is shaken.In a sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground.
到底阿摩斯在讲什么？
What was Amos talking about?
谁能读得懂呢？
Who can understand?
耶稣来，我们就都读懂了。
Jesus Christ came and explained this.
他对着彼得专门解释了这段经文的。
He explained this verse to Peter.
他说撒旦想要得着你们，好像筛你们，像筛麦子一样。
So Jesus said, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat.
阿摩斯时代筛的是谷子，到耶稣的时代筛麦子。
In the time of Amos, then he will sift the grain, and now he will just sift the wheat.
筛的人变了，但是筛的这个方法，这个结局没有改变。
The people to be sifted is different, but the outcome is the same.
想想今天敌基督的政权对教会的逼迫，我们就晓得了。
We can understand from today's Antichrist regime persecutes the church.
这么多年来对教会的逼迫，难道我们看不见吗？
Don't we see the persecution to the church?
他抓捕上帝的仆人，酷刑上帝的子民，我们也不了解吗？
So don't we know that he arrested God's servants and tortured God's people?
也如同撒旦去。用筛子筛谷筛麦子道理一样的，一个都不会落下。
It's just like Satan used to sift grains and wheat, and will not let a single one go.
我们当中有些人是想钻这个空子啊。
Some of us wants to take advantage of the loopholes.
他打着做某些事工的幌子。
They just used it like a certain ministry, just as the false target.
跑进去以后跟国安去喝茶了。
And when they entered that.This, they just had the tea with the government.
也就出卖海外的教会了。
And betrayed overseas churches.
一一道来，头头是道，全给出卖了。
And they just one by one, they just betrayed the churches overseas.
有些还伙同这些敌基督政权跑到海外来举办圣经展呢。
They some just even just started that co-work with the address of church to have the Bible exhibition.
伙同敌基督政权来欺哄上帝的子民，难道还少吗？这些事情。
Isn't it few just have this? They just co-work with the Antichrist.
要想钻空子得到敌基督政权给他一个在假教会里面去所谓讲道的这么一个机会，这情何以堪呢、啊、
？They want to just take the advantage of the loopholes and try to get the opportunity so they can preach in the streets of church.
或许他的心里边还在犹豫，还在做一个墙头草。
Maybe he still kind of hesitate, just being like a fence sitter.
但是他与敌基督政权暗通款曲是不争的事实。
However, it is true they secretly communicate with the Antichrist.
当这些敌基督的政权的代表来到北美，来到美国，来到达拉斯，来到德州的时候，他们一起在包饺子，有一个假团契，欺哄圣灵，欺哄上帝的子民啊。
When those Antichrist and just that they came and just to the U.S., they just flirt with each other while just making dumpling together as a false fellowship.
当他们在眉来眼去，自以为得意的时候，他们忘记一件事情了。
When they just flirt with each other and just proud to do that, this is about one thing.
你在上帝面前，圣经讲得很清楚，无一人能逃避，无一人能逃脱，塞的谷子，塞的麦子，一粒也不会放过。
Before God, no one can avoid, no one can escape.
有耳可听的就当听了。
Whoever has ears, you need to listen.
其次是重建帐幕，堵破口啊。
Second, restore the shelter and repair its broken walls.
大家还记得发生在2013年温州、河南、安徽等地的事件吗？
Do you still remember the 2013 the movement about the things happened in 温州、河南、安徽？
那时候一个大的浪潮啊，拆十架、毁教堂运动。大家都忘了吗？
That is a big wave to remove the cross and destroy churches.
有人说那一轮就总共拆了几千座教堂啊。
Some people say that thousands of churches were destroyed in that round.
当然我没有这个统计的数字了。
Of course, I don't have the statistics.
但是我至少知道那里的教堂被毁了。
But I know that a church there was destroyed.
那里的十字架被拆了。
The cross over there was torn down.
一大批牧师传道人都被抓了。
And there's so tons of many pastors and ministers they were arrested.
其中以王怡牧师啦、曹三强牧师等等为代表吧。
And let's say it was the pastor Wang Yi and the 曹三强 they were just like represented.
这些人到达监狱里边被酷刑啊，被折磨呀。
And they were just arrested in prison and just being just tortured.
全球的基督徒都在为此祷告，流泪祷告。
And all the Christians all over the world just praying and weeping for them.
今天上帝也借着阿摩斯先知有话语来安慰我们。
Today, God comforts us through Prophet Amos.
他说到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把它破坏的建立起来，重新建造，像古时一样。
He said, In that day, I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins and will rebuild it.
当这些事情发生的时候，基督徒在做什么？
When those happen, what were Christians doing?
当这些逼迫临到的时候，教会在做什么？
When persecution came, what was the church doing?
当破口来到的时候，上帝的子民又作何打算呢？
When the breach arrives, what were God's people doing?
我们是心里边产生仇恨吗？
Do we have hatred?
还是更加勇敢地去传福音做见证呢？
Or just boldly share the gospel.
生命见证的破口。
And the gap in our life testimony.
属灵生命的破口。
Spiritual life's bridge.
如今神都要来重建，你愿意被神重建吗？
And now God will come to restore it. Are you willing to let God to do it?
你愿意从此变成一个为神做见证、勇敢的上帝的精兵吗？
Are you just willing to be just a...Just the brave, the boldly, just the soldiers for God.
当有人来诋毁基督的时候，你是否愿意站立起来对这个人说一句：“耶稣基督是永恒的主，你当悔改，有耳可听的就应当听。”你敢说出来吗
？So when someone just want to just deny about God, and will you just be boldly just come out and just say that Jesus Christ is the Lord?
或者你觉得我还没有准备好
Or you may say, I'm not ready yet.
你觉得我生命中还软弱？
And as you have the weakness in my
life, 你要以此为夸口吗？
Are you going to brag about that?
还是说你干脆就站立起来对上帝说，主啊，我在这里。
Or just boldly just tell God, here I am.
这些话说出来的时候，地都要震动的。
So when you say this word, even the land was shaken.
你刚才看见这个灯光在闪耀吗？
And do you see the light is shaking?
我知道圣灵在说话。
I know the Holy Spirit is talking.
当为主做美好的见证的。
Witness for the Lord.
有耳可听的就应当听了。
Whoever has ears, need to listen.
好，最后是被掳归回神子民啊。
Finally, the captives of God's people return.
主前的722年。
In 722 BC.
就是阿摩斯讲完这话40年之后。
That is 40 years later, after Amos said this.
神就真的容让亚述帝国来毁灭了北国以色列了。
God really allowed the Assyrian Empire to destroy the northern kingdom of Israel.
你是不是以为神的手就停在这里呢？
Do you think God's hand just stop here?
在主前586年，
In 586 BC,
神又让巴比伦帝国毁掉了南国犹大。
God sent the Babylonian Empire to destroy the southern kingdom of Judah.
这都是他的选民啊。
They're all God's elect.
并且他们都被掳分散到列国去了。
Moreover, they were all taken captive and scattered among the nations.
呀，直到两千年之后。
Until 2,000 years later.
呀，两千多年之后，1948年5月13号。
Until May 13, 1948.
联合国做了一个决定，以色列复国。
United States Nation, and they had just made a decision. Israel was restored.
表面上看好像美国、英国这些帝国主义在帮助以色列复国。
From looking at the surface, it seems like the U.S. and or the England, they just helped to do that.
对不起，英美都没有这个荣耀，是上帝自己的荣耀。
I'm sorry, it's only God. That's His glory.
是上帝要应验他的预言啊。
God has indeed fulfilled His prophecy.
九章十四节怎么说呢
？In Amos 9:14,
他说：“我必使我民以色列被捕的。”被掳的归回，他们必重建荒废的城邑居住，栽种葡萄园，喝其中所出的酒，修造果木园，吸其中的，吃其中的果子啊。
And I will bring my people Israel back from Assyria. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyard and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit.
上帝的预言就这么活生生在我们面前发生，你怎么还不信耶稣呢？
God's the prophecy. It has this just living words. Why you don't believe in God?
如此信实的上帝的手，就真实的将他的预言展现在我们面前。你还不肯为主而活吗
？God just displayed to us, and just with His faithful words, don't you want to live for God?
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这一次谁也不能再将他们掳走了。
This time, no one can take them away again.
因为今天最后一节经文，上帝借着先知怎么说呢
？Because in the last verse of today, and God.
我要将他们栽于本地，他们不再从我所赐给他们的地上拔出来，这是耶和华你的神说的。
I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be unrooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God.
这是一句听见就感动、读出来就落泪的话语。
This is a sentence that moves you when you hear it, and tears when you read it.
神的怜悯与信实是何等的广阔高深呐！
How great and deep is God's mercy and faithfulness?
他的慈爱直到永远呐！
His love is forever.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你还犹豫什么呢？
Why do you hesitate?
还不肯为神而活吗？
Don't you want to live for God?
还不愿意为神做见证吗？
Don't you want to witness for God?
你还要让你的害怕笼罩牢笼你的心吗？
Do you want just let fear just cover You.
亲爱的各位福音朋友
Dear Gospel friends
今天这堂道讲完了你还不肯信耶稣吗
After you hear today's sermon Don't you want to believe in Jesus
如果你要愿意请跟教会联络我要为你祷告
If you want to believe in Jesus Just contact the church I will pray for you
感谢上帝今天的话语、啊、
We thank the Lord for his words today
我们一起祷告
Let's pray
天父感谢赞美你
Heavenly Father we thank you and praise you
呀，在你今天怜悯与信实的道当中我们与你同行
In your just the sermon today and the mercy and the faithfulness, we want to walk with you.
感谢主，你的话语赐就是我们脚前的灯路上的光啊。
And we thank you, your words is a light of our path.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.